Okay, so edition 22, which it really shouldn't be 22. I say that because I didn't do a 22, I did a 21. In fact, I did about three 21s, totally forgot all about the fact that I'd done that, and then jumped to 23 and got all excited because that was my birthday. So this is 22, and I'm back in Broxbourne, and oh, it's so hot. It's crazy hot. I just been shopping because Lucas has complained that we had nothing in the house, and he's right, we didn't. And so I kind of had to, really. I didn't really have a choice. So I'm quite excited. It's now kind of like coming towards the end of June. Got some bits and pieces coming on. Got some stuff to look forward to. We've got a holiday in like three weeks or something like that, 4 weeks. Really excited for that. The weather's really nice. It's just a bit mental, really. It's like crazy hot. It's way too hot for us, for me. I'm not used to this. I don't mind going abroad and having this kind of heat, because then there's no expectation that you have to do anything other than, you know, maybe walk a little bit, drink loads of water, eat loads of food that you shouldn't eat, and sit around the pool. Whereas home, we actually have to go to work. And the combination of the World Cup and this heat has not helped. So it means that I get up in the morning when it's a bit cooler and I do some work, whether I'm at home or sitting at the desk or going into work. And then I come home and I have a snooze or a siesta when it gets too hot. And then get up, shower again, and then go back to work, and then have dinner, and then watch the football. And last night I was a great time. I went to my sister's and we watched the Morocco game, which was really good. We won 4-2, so I'm chuffed about that, beating Haiti, which we should have done. It just didn't look like we were going to do it at first. Anyway, so. Which is a step up from the England game the night before, where we drew 0-0, and I fell asleep for the first time in over 40 years of watching World Cups and international football. I fell asleep during an England game. That's how boring it was. Now, I confess, I was tired, it was hot, and I turned the sound down at half time, muted the sound at half time, because I didn't want to listen to the adverts, and I was kind of chilling on the sofa at that time, which didn't help, because then I had no stimuli to keep me awake and I fell asleep. And I woke up just at the 80th minute, and I was like, oh, we haven't scored, it's still 0-0, this is pants. So, really pleased still with the website. That's coming along nicely. I've started, and it's functioning nicely. I've not really been able to go out camping as much as I like. In fact, I haven't done any at all. I'm hoping that's going to change over the next few weeks. And the garden is I've cleared most of my garden now. I think I said that in one of the last messages, that I went through this. I was ruthless in my decluttering, as in, like, I just thought, I'm not keeping any of this. This is rubbish. I'm throwing it out, and I did. And now sort of look around. And today, because Milo's coming over for a couple of days, so I had to cut the grass. And once I'd done that, I thought, oh, I need to just tidy up a little bit, do a bit of trimming, you know, which I ended up having to do by hand. And so I cleared that, and that worked. It looks tidier. It's not much better, because I've got a dirty, great rubbish shed that I'm still in the process of dismantling in the corner, so I've got to do that over the next couple of days. I might hopefully do that Saturday. I was going to take a look at it tomorrow, but I'm hopefully selling my mixer tomorrow, so if that's the case, then I'm not going to have time to do that work and the school run, so it's not all going to be easy. So, yeah, and I think maybe Saturday it might be a bit cooler, I don't know. But anyway, and I have not been out hiking at all. I'm trying to think of, I've kind of like got the last few days of excuses of not hiking because of the weather and cycling because of the weather. And it's like now I absolutely 100% have run out of excuses for cycling. I can't say I'm not doing it or, oh yeah, it's fine, I've got till next week. I don't now. I have to get out. So head of the England game, probably Saturday after I've done the dismantling. Might go out for a ride. Even if it's just sort of just to stretch my legs, as it were. Could do that, I think. And ahead of Sunday and go and do a hike on Sunday. So I'm thinking I might walk into central London. And I've got some Uniqlo vouchers for my birthday that I probably want to spend. So, which I wouldn't even mind doing in this weather. If it's raining and it's, you know, and it's hot, at this point I really could not care less. So I did a radio broadcast, right? And it was surprisingly well, actually. It was everything that I thought it was going to be. But I haven't published it because I kind of thought, do I have to want to publish every single broadcast, or can I just leave them there and broadcast? So I'm not going to, I don't think I will. I don't think there was anything really particularly exciting there. And I think I'm not building up an audience as yet to do that. So even though, you know, it's only like £5 a month, which is £1.25 a week to have my own radio station and have nobody listen to it. But I kind of think that the combination of my sort of frivolous websites, I don't really sort of see that as not frivolous, frivolous spending is what I meant to say. The websites aren't frivolous, but I don't sort of see that as an unnecessary expense for a hobby, you know, because it is my hobby, you know. Some people collect model trains and do stuff like that, and I play radio stations and play websites, and that makes me happy. So that's my hobby. I am, and a podcast, and, you know, as you well know, because you're listening. So, I had a mental block there. I was thinking, did I actually do a episode for the journal series? I think I did. I'll have to double check. And the longer I sit in the car, the more and more I am sweltering. That's probably why I can't. And I don't really want to get out too much because there's a woman behind me. It's got her engine running, and I didn't actually want that noise for you to pick up that noise because she's running her engine with her air conditioning. And not incredibly environmentally sound. But not my place to judge, and I am sweating profusely. I actually don't want to get back in the car because, you know, old men die in hot cars, apparently. I've still got another 10 minutes before Lucas comes out. So, last thing, I know two more things I wanted to tell you about. Firstly is I've been working on designs for a trailer, which I was sort of thinking it's going to be expensive to make it out of wood. Anything that I do is going to be expensive. It's going to cost money to do, to make it out of wood, right? So I was kind of looking at alternative materials. So it could be fun to try and make it out of cardboard. Hear me out, right? So there is a way that you can strengthen cardboard and make it water resistant and water repellent. So I was kind of thinking, I'm going to go down that route because, really, you know, if I make it out of plywood and I spend all that money on the wood, realistically, how often am I going to use it? It'd be a few times. And then, you know, it'll become something else, and then I'll get fed up with it, and it'll sit in the garden, and it'll collect mould, and then I'll end up dismantling it, and then taking it to the dust. So it's like, well, don't do that. Let's actually create something that is biodegradable, using biodegradable materials, because that fits in very nicely to my style and ethic of wanting to, how I want to work. And, you know, I can, it'd be a fun thing, fun little project to do, I think. So I'm going to give that a go. And the other thing is, I was trying to work out sort of an efficient way of having a blog, right? Because what I didn't want to do is go down the route of WordPress or Classic Press or any of those. I thought, what? And I don't know the answer to this, or I didn't know. So I've got an AI bot called Lumo, right? Which is part of Proton, Proton Mail, and I've got like a Proton Mail account. And in that Proton Mail account, I've got my Proton driver. I have my, you know, my storage and stuff in the cloud, which I use for my photographs and stuff. And it had a bot, right? So it's one of these ones, and Proton are they're untraceable. Untrackable. That's their selling point, is that they don't, and they're all of the good, I suppose, the respected YouTubers and presenters that I watch all suggest Proton, right? So I thought, well, I'll give this Lumo a go and see what it's like, because it's better than ChatGPT and it stores it, you know, and I've sort of feel a bit more comfortable about using Lumo. So I said to Lumo, can you tell me how to create a front end blog that I can post onto my HTML website? Then he came back with this idea. He said, create yourself a GitHub account, which I've got, right? And I've used it for repositories before, in terms of, you know, I said repositories, right? Not the other one, right? Instead of for downloading software, it's great for stuff that's on the Pi, or for using stuff that people have created for the Pi. So I had one of those accounts. I recently built a copy add-on of my website as an add-on on GitHub, right? You know, on GitHub pages. And then it sort of gave me this, so it said, get one of these accounts, which I've already got, and then it showed me how to create pages and then link them to my website. So I write the blog, and I've already got the GitHub app, so I can literally write the app, write the blog on my app, and then post it with a single line of code onto my website and archive it onto my website, which is a far more efficient way of than what I'm doing at the moment, which is just creating an HTML page, writing it up, and then using it as an iframe, but hosting it on the server. But which is not a completely inefficient way of doing it. The only thing is that when I sign into my SSH account, where I then go to write the blog, that's where it becomes inefficient, because then I'm effectively writing in code in an SSH client, which becomes a pain because you're not writing in an editor as such. It's like the nano editor, which, if you know what a terminal is and you used that, it's actually quite long. Okay, so it's the long way around of doing things. So this is actually a far more efficient and quicker way of doing things. So, and also, when I say it edits in real time, it does. It just takes the GitHub server a little bit, like 3 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes to update whatever it is that you've written. So it's not instantaneous. So now I've got a working blog, which I'm really happy. I've slowly transferred over to it, and now I am in the process of removing all of the old stuff, which is still on my server, but I will get around to doing that in the next couple of days. So this is actually longer than I anticipated. I don't mind. I'm at least I got to talk to you. Why have I got telling me to remove my key card? Don't know why. Right. So thanks for listening. Speak to you later.